Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is a heartbeat, the blood inside of my body, the life inside of my body, everywhere I go.
Hello, everyone. This is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio, KEIFM.com. And the program is Kingdom Key, Spirit, Soul, and Body Service. Welcome to today's program. Hallelujah. We just want to thank God for today. We are going to go right in and start. Father, we just want to thank you today. We bless you. We thank you for the life you've given us. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness. We are here today. Teach us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are going to talk about our roles and responsibility at this critical time of coronavirus, COVID-19. So we are going to talk about this, and I pray that the Spirit of God will teach us and we are able to be able to know what we need to do at this time. Hallelujah. And I hope you realize that the coronavirus, the vaccine is still not available. There's currently no vaccine to prevent coronavirus disease, the COVID-19. There's no vaccine at the moment. They are trying to use all sorts of stuff to see if it works. You know, that would take time. Okay? So, in terms of our responsibility, I would suggest the following. You know, we can protect ourselves, and we can help prevent the spreading of this coronavirus to others. Okay, they have prescribed to us that we need to quarantine, self-quarantine, and we need to also isolate, and we also need to do social distancing. Okay, so for example, we need to wash our hands regularly for 20 seconds with soap and water or alcohol-based hand rub. That is, whenever you touch objects or things that will come in contact with, like you handle doorknobs and you come in, so you need to wash your hands with soap and water, or you can sanitize your hand with alcohol-based hand rub. Okay, just spray it in your hands. Okay, then that should be done regularly. Okay, then we also need to cover our nose and mouth with a disposable tissue or flexible when we cough or sneeze. That is, cover our nose and mouth with disposable tissue or flexible when we cough or sneeze. That is when we have coughing, when we sneeze. So those are ways the body try to dispose of whatever is in our lungs, in our body, through sneezing, and the body is trying to get it off it from the lungs by coughing. Okay, so when we do that, so we need to make sure we don't spread it. Okay, then so we also need to avoid close contact, 1 meter or 3 feet, with people who are not well. Okay, people who are not well, with those people. And of course, these days we don't know who are not well. So hence they said just stay away from people 6 feet away or 2 meters away. Okay? So these are the things we need to follow, our responsibilities. Then we also need to stay home and self-isolate from others in the household if we feel we are not feeling well. If we are like having temperature, coughing, headache, all those kind of symptoms. So you don't go to anywhere. If you are essential workers, you don't go now. Stay indoor and self-isolate and try to treat it so that it does not spread. Okay? So stay home, self-isolate from others in the household if you feel unwell. And of course, you know, we need to cover our nose with a mask. Cover the nose with a good mask. So it's very important we cover our nose with a mask, a good mask, the one that will really do the job. There are so many masks there, and I saw some were not so good that anything can pass through the mask. So you need a good mask that will really seal any opening that will prevent the virus from coming in. And also, the eyes are there, the ears are there, of course, the skin, our skin. There are some people, the pores, the skin pores are very very large. So those kind of people would probably need to wear more clothes to cover up. So I suggest that the eyes also should be protected from direct contact with the air and the ear as well. And the skin. And these are especially for people who are in the front lines, the doctors, the nurses, and the healthcare workers, the cleaners, the maintenance, and all sorts of people who are responding to emergency, people in the ICU, and people who are taking care of those who just come from outside, going to homes to rescue people who are calling. So those people really need to cover so many places because they don't know the kind of patient they are dealing with. Some of these patients may have gone to a full-blown coronavirus case, and some of them are just beginning to have symptoms. So we don't know where the level they are at that time. So they will really need to do a good job to cover themselves. And of course, we've heard of so many of those people who are first frontline responders, healthcare workers, and even the armed forces, the police. Majority of them have been tested, and they are all, majority of them are positive. So we don't need to spread it further. Okay? We don't need to spread it further. So they will need to be able to protect and be able to have a responsibility that this will defy that we need to keep ourselves healthy. We need to follow the health, WHO and your National Health Service. They have issued an order. Wherever you are in your nations, in your country, in your city, they may have issued advice on how you can keep yourself and loved ones healthy. So it's advisable to follow those issues because some of those issues are based on how concentrated you are in your vicinity, in where you live, in your community. So they have issued, they've done the studies, and they are telling you the best way to reduce the spreading. Okay? So, like I said, you practice good hand washing techniques and follow social distancing rules. I believe this remains in every area. So, as an individual, you can coronavirus by staying home if we are unwell and working from home if you can. Okay? So, that is all I'd like to. And of course, another rule that we also need to follow is that don't touch your ears. I mean, don't touch your eyes, nose, and mouth if your hands are not clean. So if our hands are not clean, we are not to touch our nose, our eyes, our mouth. So first of all, wash your hands before you do that. And I also recommend after you come from home, after you come from outside, it's very important that you wash, I would say take a bath. When you come from outside, wash so that it might be in the hair or wherever it might hang. Wash through, okay? Like take a bath. Okay, and that is if you need to go out. Sometimes it's not necessary. You can plan meals or have your food delivered, and if possible, And if you must go to the store, avoid peak hours and try to send only one person to shop. So there are times that you find that this is the time everybody is going to the supermarket or grocery stores. So don't go at that time. Wait till the peak hours have died down. Maybe in the midday, in between the midday, towards that time, not towards evening. Towards evening, you find people have come. They want to buy food to go in the evening. So to avoid peak hours and go when it is less congested. Okay, also growing evidence suggests that the COVID-19 can spread before people even know or even show symptoms. That is pre-symptomatic. And from people who have coronavirus but never show symptoms, that is asymptomatic. So it's advisable to cover your face so that it helps prevent spread of coronavirus in those situations. And that is why we have to cover. The fact that you are covering does not necessarily mean that you are sick, but you could be sick. So it's just advisable to cover the face to help spread the coronavirus. Okay? And I just want to thank those who are in the front line, the healthcare heroes who are on the front line, giving everything they have to fight. They are giving everything they have to fight. And some of them have even died saving those who are in the hospital. So we are going to be praying for you. We are going to be here to reach out to you, and if possible, come to where you are and lay hands on you people and be healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And these are our roles that we are going to be talking about. Hallelujah. Amen. So we see that we have a responsibility, and one of the roles I'm going to talk about is the role of us as believers. Church believers, believers in Christ, disciples of Jesus Christ. Let me begin here, okay? Let me begin here in Romans chapter 12, verse 15, okay? So please turn with me to Romans chapter 12, verse 15, okay? It says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. So we see today that we are seeing many of us being crushed. We are seeing many of us are overwhelmed, devastated, torn apart. These waves of feeling is washing over those of us who are suffering. Most of us have experienced death in the family. Most of us have lost loved ones, and the result is pain, weariness, and discomfort, anguish, all over everywhere. And this tempts us to begin to feel that we need to turn back, or to surrender, or to give in, but we are not to. We are not to be discouraged. We are not to just say no, no more anymore. So we, as body of Christ, have a role. And the role here is that we have to rejoice with those who rejoice, and we have to weep with those who weep. So believers are a body. You know, we are a body. We are one part. One body, and when one part of that body hurt, we all know that everyone feels that pain. That is, every part of that body feels the pains. And when one is joyful, everyone can also rejoice with that one who is rejoicing. So we cannot be indifferent to the suffering or joy of our fellow believers, brothers or sisters who are in pain or who have lost loved ones. Now, when you go to First Corinthians chapter 12, you will see the scripture clearly discuss the unity and diversity in one body, talking about how the body are all connected as a unit. And when you zero into the verse, let's start from verse 24 to verse 24. Let's see 23. And those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor. And our unpresentable part have greater modesty. But our presentable part have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. Verse 26, if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it, or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now we see that we are all a unit. We are all one. We are all one body. When one part of that body suffers, every part in that body, everyone should feel it. So when one part is hurting, you will feel the whole body is just all in pain. Find like you cut your nail, you feel it in the brain. Every part start feeling warm, cold, and all kinds of symptoms start to turn up, because just a small part of it has a pain or is infected. In the same way, when we come to where we are today in the world, we are a unit. We might be different looking, we might have different faces, we might have different skin, different color, we might live in different continents. Still, we are all one unit. You can see now the reality of being one unit. The Lord has shown it to us in the world that we are all one unit. We are living in the same earth. You can see according to what we hear, that it started from Wuhan, China, a small place like that. And it just spread to the whole vast majority of the continent, and it's spreading all over the world. It's a unit. It's one world, one earth. There's no two earths. It's one earth. So we need to realize that we are one. We are one body. They might be Asian looking, we might be African looking, so it's still the same one body. So when virus affect them, it is spreading. It's spreading. And sooner or later, it will go all over. You see? So we are one unit, and what do we need to do now? We are a body of Christ. We have a role to pray. We have a role now you realize that we are no longer congregating. We are no longer meeting. So we have all the asked to stay home. And the reason why they say that is for us not to spread it. Okay? Because when we meet, you might be strong. You might be on fire. But the next brother or sister is not on fire. So you are on fire, and you are able to prevent it from entering you. But the next brother is not on fire. So it spread to that brother or sister who is not on fire. And he or she probably takes it home and it's all spreading. So now, since we are not meeting as a congregation, so what do you think should be our primary role at this time? Think about it. Very important. You think about it seriously and let the Spirit of God help you or reveal to you what you need to do. But I'm going to suggest what we need to do now on my part. Just a suggestion. Okay? Don't you think that now that since we are not meeting, our role now is to pray especially for those who are on the front lines, who are in the sick, in the bed, in the hospital. Isn't that should be our responsibility or our role now? Would that not be our primary role at this time, to lift them up to God and let God shower them with His protection as they go inside there to meet these brothers and sisters who are on the bed sick? They didn't ask for it. They are just like me and you. They never request, I want to be infected with coronavirus. I want to be sick. I want to die with coronavirus. They are just like innocent you and I. So he did not buy it. He did not pray for it. And suddenly you find yourself in the bed fighting over your life. So we need to go and pray for these guys. We need to what? Go and pray for these guys. How do we do this? First and foremost, let's go over this. Okay? Let's go to the book of James. Okay, the book of James. I just wanted to encourage us so that we know what we are doing. Okay? So the book of James. Okay? I hope you know the book of James was written by Jesus' brother, Jesus' own brother. So he is a practical man. You know, Christianity is not just history. And of course, you know that. It's not just history, talk about history or literature. It's about living it. It's not what? History. It's about what? Living it. That is the practicality of what is written in the gospel. Putting into practice what is there. So, because it's not enough to just talk the Christian faith. Just preach it, but not walking it or acting it. Because Christianity is acting on the word of God. That is living the word of God. We must live it. So James, the brother of Jesus, is a practical man. He lived it. He knows what he's talking about. And it's like when he said, "What good is it, my brother, if a man claims to have faith but has no deed? Can such faith save him? No." So the proof of the reality of our faith is a changed life. So way we are having a call, a commitment, work as a Christian, a call to commitment to walk as a Christian and becoming a doer of the word. Hallelujah. Because the book of James emphasizes faith in action. Faith what? In action. Right living is the evidence and result of faith. That is the way believers or Christians must serve with compassion, speak lovingly and truthfully. That is living in obedience to God's command and loving one another. Very important. So we, the body of Christ, or believers, ought to be an example of heaven on earth. That is an example of what? Heaven on earth. Drawing people to Christ through love for God and each other. That is, if we truly believe God's word, we will live it day by day. We are living it, walking in it. And God's word is not merely saying something we read or thinking about something we read, but something we do. That is, belief, faith, and trust must have hands and feet. That is, our hands and our feet. You know, when we pray, we have to go there. We are the hands, we are the feet. We are the hands and the feet, the legs, any part that we have to do that function of that part. Okay? So, what am I trying to say now? I'm saying that we have a role, and our role is to what? Offer that prayer. We have to pray. And let's go to James chapter 5. Okay? James chapter 5. Now, look at what he's saying. James chapter 5 verse 13 says, he said, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing songs. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Verse 15. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven. Verse 16. He said, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. And he's saying here now, he said, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Verse 17. Now he's citing an example of a typical man who offered an effective fervent prayer. Verse 17 says now, he said, Elijah was a man with a nature like ours. That is just like you and me. It's not that it's from heaven or from space or whatever. It's just like saying he has blood, he has water like us. And he prayed earnestly that it will not rain. And it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth produced its fruits. Hallelujah. You see that? Very, very interesting area to talk about. We are seeing that many of us are suffering. Many of us are in affliction. Many of us are in different situations. And many of us have loved ones in the on intensive care unit. Many of us have lost loved ones through this deadly enemy. And many of us have lost friends. And many of us have lost so many icons. I just saw today now a very well-known music icon gone because of coronavirus. So many big guys, owners of chains, of restaurants, they've gone through coronavirus. So it's not a respecter of persons. So there are so many of us that are still sick in the hospitals. Our brothers and sisters are there in the hospital. So they are there. So our job, prayer for them. You say, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. So now we need to pray for them. We need to offer prayer for them. We need to raise them up. We need to make sure that they are in good hands. Hallelujah. And one of the role I'm suggesting now, how we need to perform this role, is if it is possible around where you live, I'm not just saying you stay in your house and be filled with fear and pray a prayer of fear. No, look at what it's saying here in verse 16. It says the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avail much. You are not to be filled with fear. You have to be filled with fervency. You have to make sure that you are praying with faith, not fear, not with anxiety. If you are having fear, anxiety, please don't pray. If you are having anxiety and fear, just keep your mouth shut. Okay? So, he said the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avail much. Don't pray in fear. Don't pray in anxiety. Don't pray that you are dying. You are not dying. In the name of Jesus, you are not dying. Hallelujah. So be strong and be of good courage and pray with boldness. Pray with belief. Pray with an assurance that God is going to touch our brothers and sisters who are on the bed. That God is going to protect the healthcare workers, the people who are going there face to face with those people on ICU. These are people like me and you, but they are still going there. Assuming they all die or they quit, what is left? Then what happened? That's catastrophe. These people are no more. They are the ones supposed to take care of them. They are all gone. Then who will take care of the one who is going to be sick? Then the story is gone. So we need to be strong. And we need to be able to be strong and offer an effective prayer. A fervent prayer. So, like I was saying, if you are if your neighborhood is close to a hospital, if your neighborhood, you drive towards the neighborhood, and if possible, go to around the building, lay hands on those buildings. Okay? Lay hands on those buildings, go around that area, lay hands on that building, pray around those areas. If possible, walk around that area, stay away from other people, 6 feet, maintain that 6 feet, go around that area. Okay? And if you cannot walk around that area, if possible, drive in your car and pray around that area. Maybe do it 7 times. Or as the Lord leads you. Just do what the Lord tells you. Okay? And if you are strong and you are able to lay hands on those buildings, okay? If you are strong and able to lay hands on those buildings, and I pray that the Lord will strengthen you and go ahead of you. In the name of Jesus, if you're able to do that, then at the end of the day, so I suggest you spray and you sanitize yourself when you go back. As you spray, sanitize yourself, and do the necessary things, like I've said at the beginning, and sanitize yourself so that you might be strong, but others that might come in contact with you or the things you have touched might not be strong, and they might be infected. Then we might spread it. Okay? So sanitize yourself and be free from transmitting those viruses. Okay? So very, very important. See, because as a Christian, our most powerful resource is communing with God through prayer. Communing with God through prayer for others. Communing with God through what? Prayer. For others. Lift others up. When you lift others up, He will meet your needs. Let us stop praying for, oh, I have lost my job, I have lost my things, I have lost my work, this and that. That is self-centered prayer. There are people who are battling their life. There are people who are first responders, healthcare workers. They are taking the risk to go there. They are heroes going there. And we are in our churches praying for my job, praying for my worker. Do you know whether you will survive tomorrow? You know whether you will live tomorrow? No, we should be serious. Very important. Right now, lift up those who are taking that risk, going over there to help them. The cleaners, people who go in the night to clean up those hospitals, take up those trash, the people who are doing the test, the laboratory technologists who take your samples, they are also at risk. They are testing the blood, testing whatever samples they get. They are taking care of all those places, making sure that they are not being spread. So they need prayer. Very important, my dear brother, my dear sister. Let's take it serious. Let's take it serious. And there are so many people who are on ICU now. They are on ventilators. They are battling their life. And I've heard that the recovery rate of those who are on ventilators is so small. The percentage is so small. See, so we don't want to go there. We don't want our brother and sister to go there. Okay? So we want everyone to be saved, and we want to put a stop on this virus. You can do it, I can do it, if we join together, if we are very fervent and we are in prayer, not selfish prayer, but prayer that meets the needs of others. They are your brothers and they are your sisters. No matter how they look, no matter where the type of religion, no matter what they are worshiping, they are still your neighbor. And the scripture says, love your neighbor. Pray for your neighbor. Very important. Hallelujah. Okay. So the results are often greater than we thought were possible. Some people see prayer as a last resort to be tried when all else fails. No, this is not what we will pray, this is not the role we will do last, but this is our first role. So we have our brothers and sisters who are there, who are going to be caretakers, who are going to help with those people. And some churches, I just want to encourage that we can play a role by providing places for those healthcare workers. I think there are some groups who are already doing it. They are providing hotels and food. I think there is a restaurant that is just providing meals to the healthcare workers so that they don't have to go home. They provide a place for them to stay, and they provide them food so that they are not worried about having to go and get food. And in that moment, they might, I don't know, they might spread it. You see, so those are good roles to get involved with. You see, as a church leader, as a church member, those are good roles. If you pray, like I suggested, then you can also help with providing food, providing accommodation to these healthcare workers so that they don't worry about going home, right? And spread it around. And there are other things that the Lord will minister to you to do. But we are here to suffer with those who are suffering, and we are here to rejoice with those who are rejoicing. That's what Christianity is about. It's not about me being comfortable. No, it's not about us being comfortable. It's about others being processed. You will become comfortable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So we often say that prayer should come first. Our prayers should come first, because God's power is infinitely greater than ours. Why? Because God's power is infinitely greater than ours. It only makes sense to rely on it, especially because God encourages us to do so. To do what? To pray. To offer prayer. First thing. Okay? So I guess that is all I have today. And I just want to encourage you that all is not lost. God is with you. He is go ahead of you, and He is with you. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. Hallelujah. So let me conclude with Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. Okay. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Excuse me. Verse 5 says, he said, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? So here again, he said, I will not fear. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is your helper. Okay, so he also said that I will never leave you nor forsake you. He is Emmanuel, God is with us. He will be with us to the ends of the age. So be encouraged and do not give up. Okay, hallelujah. So for the few minutes that is left, so please join with me and let's pray. Let's pray for the healthcare workers. Let's pray for our brothers and sisters who are on the bed, who are fighting over their life. In the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord, Spirit of Living God. We bless you. We thank you, O God. Son of David, we bless you. We thank you, O God. You are still in control. You have never left us. Never will you leave us. We thank you, O God, you are with us. We thank you, O God, that you are with us. In the name of Jesus, we lift those who are on the bed into your hands, my Lord, my God. By your stripes, they are healed. In the name of Jesus, by your stripes, they are healed. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the stripes of you, O God, they are healed. In the name of Jesus, we commit them before you, Lord. Be healed in the name of Jesus. 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 We cancel every spirit of darkness, every sickness. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord. You bore every grief for us. You bore it. You carry all our sorrows in the name of Jesus. You were smitten by God and you were afflicted for us. You have taken all our wounds in the name of Jesus. You were smitten by God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And today, by your stripes, those who are in the hospitals, those who are lying there on ICU in different situations, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. And by your stripes, they are healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And those who are afflicted now, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, you were despised and rejected by men. Father, we thank you, Lord. We are not despised in the name of Jesus. We are not rejected by men. We are saved by men. We are accepted by men. We are not rejected by you, Lord. You have accepted us. In the name of Jesus. Father, we may have gone astray because sometimes we are as sheep without shepherd. Sometimes we think that we can do it ourselves. Sometimes we think that we are strong. No, we are not. We repent in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood you shed on the cross. We thank you, O God, that you have forgiven us. We thank you, O God, that we are a saved generation. We are a redeemed generation. We are your children. We belong to you. You are our Father. In the name of Jesus. Father, we lift our healthcare workers before you. We lift every nurses, every doctors, every ICU doctors, emergency responders, whatever name they call them in your nations, in your countries, in your communities, in your cities, lift those people up. Please lift them up to the Spirit of God to touch them, for the Spirit of God to go with them, to go ahead of them, for them to administer the right medicine. Pray for vaccine to be developed. Pray for the Spirit of God to reveal what we can offer as medicine to be able to treat this sickness that is pandemic all over the world. Pray for God to reveal the cure, the treatment, the prevention in the name of Jesus. We commit our brothers and sisters on arms well in the name of Jesus. Pray for your protection. I pray for your protection. I pray for your healing. I pray for the coronavirus not to afflict you. If you have already been afflicted, you are healthcare workers, be you are a cleaner, be you are a laboratory technologist, be you are a pharmacist, be you are in a hospital, staff, whatever position you hold, healthcare workers, be healed in the name of Jesus. Be protected in the name of Jesus. Be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Be healed 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 in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Spirit of God will I camp around you, create a wall of fire around you. It will burn, and I isolate you from all kinds of disease, all kinds of infection that might come against you. In the name of Jesus, be isolated in the name of Jesus. Be protected in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. If you have already been affected, wherever you are, I pray the Spirit of God will make you whole in the name of Jesus. Be made 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 whole in the name of Jesus. Now, like I suggested, as our role in going to the nearby hospital, clinic, wherever the hospital is in your locality, if you are going, God will send you there. No, we cannot send ourselves. If we send ourselves, we can't do it. Let's pray that God will send you. He will send us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, be sent by the Spirit of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, be sent by the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, be sent by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, be sent by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you are sent in the name of Jesus. Father, we go ahead of them. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead of them in the name of Jesus. Go ahead of them in the mighty name of Jesus. Go ahead of them by the power of the Holy Ghost. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead in the name of Jesus. 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 The Lord show you what to do. You will be strong. You will not be discouraged. You will not be in fear. Because he who is fear is already defeated already. I pray that the Lord will strengthen you. He will encourage you. You will be bold in the name of Jesus. You will be bold to declare the word of God in the name of Jesus. Paul prayed for boldness, to be able to declare the word with boldness. Pray in the name of Jesus. I pray, be bold in the name of Jesus. Be bold in the name of Jesus. Bold in the name of Jesus. Be bold in the name of Jesus. Be strong 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 in the name of Jesus. We cover every healthcare workers, every men and women, every 911 responders, every emergency responders, frontline workers, I commit them into the hands of God. Be protected in the name of Jesus. Be protected in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Be covered with the blood 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 of Jesus. Be covered by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Father, do you not leave them and do you not forsake them in the name of Jesus. The Lord will be with you, will encourage you. The Lord will strengthen you in the name of Jesus. Be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Be strengthened in the name of Jesus. Be strengthened in the name of Jesus.